Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by Lake Michigan Credit Union. If you're new to the podcast, you've been listening for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed around breaking down the ins and outs of financial aspects, as well as help bring answers to some of banking's more confusing or complex questions. I'm your host, Brett. Sharing the mic as always, my wonderful co-host, Lo.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Man. I'll tell you what, it's getting sunny again.
It is.
And I feel like every time we open a show, we're talking about the weather. I think our listeners are like...
But we do live in Michigan.
We do.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I totally was walking outside with short sleeves and coat yesterday in 40 degrees because it might as well be 70 after this winter.
I saw the craziest thing. A couple of probably, freshmen or sophomores in college, guys were running outside, which is... great. That's awesome. But it's like they're in summer attire, like shorts, nothing else. Just, and then their shoes and great for them. Right. But I'm like, it's still 45 degrees
still
outside,
cold.
Guys. I mean, I know it's crazy.
Yeah. You know, the college age kids don't always make smart decisions, which is why we have professors, right?
That's exactly right. Which is why we're excited for today's episode, where we get to enjoy hearing a little bit more as we think about the tax season is upon us. And we know that, you know, that date is coming quick where everything's got to be turned in for your federal income taxes and state and all that.
So we have an art professor here, right?
That's exactly right. We thought, why not bring someone from the art community? We are super excited to have Gail Emmett, who is part of the Davenport accounting faculty, and we are so grateful to have you as an expert in this field to be able to share and be able to help us understand some things.
So happy to be here.
Yeah, to be two of the things that people fear, professors and accountants, right? They're like, oh man.
And maybe taxes.
Right, and taxes. That is definitely something some people fear, but hopefully we'll ease some of those fears today.
Hopefully.
Yes. And I think, you know, for listeners, as we're, you know, kind of in the middle of that point when this podcast episode drops, where you still got time. You know, I think the biggest thing is, for me at least in the past years, it's amazing how fast the beginning of the year starts to take off. And next thing you know, you're like, wait, it's almost the end of March. I got to scramble and either do it myself or find someone that can help me with that. So listeners know. It's not too late, but here's your reminder.
If you haven't started, at least start gathering those documents
because
so you know you're missing.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, and I think, Lo, you brought up a great point, and I think for a lot of us sometimes, it's also what takes a while to get ready for taxes is, I don't know what documents I should have, or have I gotten all of my documents? Because, you know, there's always that one or two times where like a W-2 gets late in the mail or whatever, and do you have everything? And that can be a little bit of a daunting thought process. So we'd love to first kind of dive into that. Like, what kinds of things could listeners, as they are, again, getting ready for tax season and their returns, you know, what can listeners start to kind of get prepared documents-wise and make sure that they kind of have ready?
What I would say is they should look at what they had last year as a reference point, and then do they still have the same job, or do they have a new job?
Sure.
Do they have brokerage statements, social security statements, whatever kind of documentation they had from the prior year? They probably are going to have the same, unless they changed something.
Sure.
So were there any changes also? If there were, then there was going to be some new information coming in.
Yeah.
Did they gamble?
Interesting.
They need to have all that information.
Wow.
So we have a checklist for our volunteer income tax assistance program where it lists all of the documents you might possibly need.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Just go down that list and
just
say,
go down the list. Yeah.
I think I have one of those.
Did I receive unemployment? Because you have to claim that.
Yeah, it's income.
It's income.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back to what you had just mentioned, too, about that the volunteer assistance. Because I think there's, for listeners, a really great resource, at least if you're kind of in the West Michigan area. But it doesn't mean that there's not online resources as well. So, before we dive into kind of what that program is all about, from the document side of things, you know, one of the aspects that always gets me is what's tax, like, credit? And what's kind of more of like a tax deduction, and what are those? You
what's
know, are
the
they
difference
different?
Between the two? Right,
like
it's just it does sound confusing, but think of a tax deduction as an item that lowers your taxable income.
Okay,
so it's above the line.
Sure,
and then you get to your taxable income, and from that, you have your tax liability, right, is assessed on that. But these credits can help offset your tax liability.
And that tax liability, help me understand that a little bit. It's just like what your, I mean, it's basically what you're liable to pay to Uncle Sam. Is that
what
right?
What you owe.
What you owe.
Your liability, sure. A liability is your obligation to pay. And who are you paying?
Uh-huh.
State of Michigan
and the
federal government.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well,
it's a liability, but it's also a responsibility, right? So
sure.
Yeah. People I've heard like, oh, I don't have to file them because they already take it out of my paycheck, right? So it
right.
takes care of itself.
So there's some
what do you say to those
there's
people?
There's some specific rules as it relates to filing. So who really needs to file, right?
Yeah.
Sure. So really, if you earn up to your standard deduction.
Sure.
So if you're single, what is that? You don't know what it, do you know what your standard deduction is? Oh, well, let's look at that. Oh, well, I know what it is.
Tells me. I don't know.
You just plug it in. Okay, so if you're, well, most of the things I know are married filing jointly.
Sure,
so I had to,
sure.
I had to look up those numbers, too. But so there's standard deductions that lower your, they're a type of deduction, right?
Okay, sure.
So let's say you have, just say you just have a W-2.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But you have, everyone has a standard deduction they could possibly take against that income,
okay.
which would lower your income.
Okay.
Right? And so I think for single filers, it's $12,950.
Okay.
All right. Let's look that up because I wrote that one down. You got that right?
Hey.
And for married filing jointly, it's $25,900, so double, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can either take a standard deduction mm-hmm. or you could itemize, okay? So
I've heard that before, you know, itemizing.
Which is a crazy thing. People are like, is it really worth itemizing?
So in order to itemize, you'd have to have deductions
okay.
up from a certain list, like some...
Is that like your
mortgage interest? Your mortgage interest, your real estate taxes, which are limited to $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
you'd have to get up to the $25,900 or the $12,950. You'd have
okay.
to get your deductions that you would gather, all that other information, and it would have to exceed that. So we're talking about filing, though. If you don't earn, if you earn more than the standard deduction, then you have to file.
Okay.
So
okay.
that's kind of the thing. But you should want to file.
Sure.
I mean, if you have income, because there are all these credits available now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? So it is a good idea to file.
And that kind of is that whole aspect of like how much money you're going to get either back or if you have to pay in. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier about, you know, the differences of deductions and credits and all of those aspects and the liability aspect of
mm-hmm.
it is, you know, when you're growing in your income every year or other side jobs, you know, how much is obviously coming in and out of that. It starts to change all of that. I know we talked before on the podcast episode for listeners about how you can kind of help to think about your taxes not as just a 3 months out of the year thing, but it's taxes is a full year thing. And you're thinking about what those impact and how it's going to impact your taxes.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about filing jointly and filing single. And I always get that question on mine. And I'm always like, what one's better? How do I know?
Ooh.
So if I'm married, is it better to file joint? Is it better to file single? I don't know how that goes.
Yeah.
But is that looking at deductions again? Is that looking at, did I make over that by myself? Or is there...
That's a good question. And people sometimes want to file married filing separately, and there's some valid reasons to do that, but the tax system it's set up to favor people who are married filing jointly.
Okay.
So you have higher thresholds for a lot of things. You can't get a lot of credits if you file married filing separately, it's called.
Okay.
You only get those credits if you file jointly. But the standard deduction is if you file separately, in total, you only get the single
mm-hmm.
standard
okay.
deduction.
Okay. So there is a benefit.
So there is a benefit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not more work either. It's just the same amount
the
in one column
right.
versus
right.
two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I think to your point, sometimes there are other circumstances that may lead you to have to do that. But just again, for listeners to know, that's kind of more of the exception to the rule than
right.
kind
mm-hmm.
of the standard. But I think it's always good for listeners when you're doing your taxes, whether it's by yourself or, you know, honestly, if you've gotten someone that really is skilled at it, it's really worth the money to have someone help you file because well, they're going to know those codes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you could also run the program if you're using a program and doing it yourself
yeah.
both ways.
Oh, really?
And see what your liability,
that's
how it turns
point.
Out. I mean, you might have to start over.
Sure.
run it and do the whole entering of data altogether, but
yeah.
you could run it both ways and see what.
Well, and when you're talking maybe $1,000 or $2,000 that could be different,
right.
it's probably good to know. I mean, you want to know if you're getting all the money back that you are owed. You know, you don't want to leave any on the table, if you will.
Right.
You know?
And I always was around the misconception that, like, I want a huge tax return. But really, that's money that I didn't get to use during the year, right? That's money
well,
that I
could have. Well, the ideal is to have a break even, right?
Yeah,
zero.
Right.
Yes. But that's pretty rare. Yeah. That's pretty hard
and
to
I
do
I think
that.
We all gain fear from it because from the first time we fill out one of those forms at an employer, the boss is like, I can't tell you anything. I can't help you. And you're like, what am I going to do?
Right.
That's why I owed more than I felt like I ever made at my first job because I literally checked nothing. And so I was like, I owe $4,000 and I'm 18 and work at a store in the mall. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And so I think that fear comes from it. Are there like top fears that you hear from people that are a little worried about something, or is there tips that you would tell someone to kind of ease their worry?
I mean, just being organized. If you have your stuff all over the place and you can't find things, that's a little aggravating, and you're already behind.
Right.
Then if you can't find the documents,
don't
you need.
Wait to open those it's time to file.
Right. Don't wait to open them because there might be something incorrect that you have to address before you file. Like your W-2 may be incorrect.
Sure.
So you might have to go back to your employer and say, hey, you need to correct this.
No kidding.
And then, it could be missing,
if it's April 14th,
now you're in a bind.
So open your documents and look at them and be able to understand what they are before you get behind.
So being proactive.
Yeah. Like don't let it intimidate you. Everybody, you got to pay taxes every year.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise.
It's the only thing sure in life is death and taxes.
And to know, exactly. So we're always going to have a job, us tax accountants.
Right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Job security.
Well, and it changes. The rules change.
That's
so
very true.
You can read up on the changing of the credits, like the thresholds and things like that.
Yeah.
It's always good.
And I know that there were some in over the last maybe year and a half or so that does impact, some of the ways that you can file. And some of the tax codes may not directly impact. Well, I guess you could say it directly impacts your filing of your taxes at the end of the year. But, you know, we were just, last episode, we were talking about HSAs.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the increased deduction allowment of being able to put money in to your HSA, which then is helping to be a credit, or it's a deduction.
That reduces your taxable income. So if you look at your W-2 and you have an HSA or you have a 401k or some other plan, savings plan, you'll see your Social Security wages or your gross wages, and then you'll see your taxable wages.
Interesting.
Your federal wages, right?
Yeah.
And those, if you have put money aside into those types of programs, then you will be paying less taxes on your money.
On your money,
right?
Sure.
Your money will be, and you're paying yourself.
Right.
Which is great, because that money is money you're going to be able to use later for your health, for medical reasons, or for retirement.
Yeah.
Which is being proactive once again,
absolutely.
Right? So being aware of the credits is important. And there's also, for Michigan, there's that Michigan Education Savings Program, right? The 529. It's a wonderful program. And that doesn't help you federally.
Okay.
And your federal return. But for Michigan, you can set aside up to $10,000.
Really?
Towards, and it could be as in total, you can't do $10,000 per child,
but
still something. It'd be great for your children.
Yeah.
But Michigan allow you to reduce your taxable income by that $10,000.
Interesting.
So you'll pay less taxes in Michigan if you do that.
Okay.
And that benefits your children.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
And there's so many different tax programs now that will hold your hand through the process and help you file. But as you're talking about these things, those are the reasons why you probably want to find a professional to help you, because they know these things. The TurboTax or whatever isn't going to hold your hand and say, you're in Michigan now, do you have one of these? Like, they're not going to remember that. So that is probably where finding a certified accountant is key, right?
Yeah. It's helpful.
The more complex, if you're just one W-2 and that's
you're
all you
okay.
have.
You can use, right.
And it's quite funny, some of the questions they ask you. I remember after we had our first child, it was like, did she earn income this year? I'm like, she's 3 months old. No.
Thank you for that question.
She could model, but.
Those are pretty standard questions. They don't want you to miss anything.
Right,
so they're
exactly.
all there.
That's very true. Well, and I think too, I know that these programs have gotten so much smarter. I mean, they have a lot of different options. But, you know, someone that truly has been doing it for a while has the know-how and the knowledge to say, you know, looking at your situation, do you have X, Y, and Z? And that might help you with some other tax, you know, return options or credits that are available that, you know, didn't help or you didn't know would help you. Mm-hmm. Which brings me to a really cool program that I know Davenport, I believe, is putting on now. And it's a bit of a, like a volunteer accounting or tax relief. Help me understand this because it sounds incredible.
We call it VITA.
Okay.
So it stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program,
sure.
Right? And Scott Kameny, giving a little plug out to my coworker, he's running the program this year. He took it over from Judy Knapp, who retired. But we are located in Kent and Ottawa counties, and at, you know, the Kent Community Action Building. And so their site's run by student. Well, they're not really run by students. Some of them are students, but mostly like someone like me or Scott will oversee the site.
Sure.
And then we have student volunteers and community volunteers.
No kidding.
And we have to be certified.
Sure.
Every year we have to take the tests.
Wow.
So Brett can't come and screw someone's taxes
no.
up. Okay,
no.
Good.
And
good.
The students that we have are overseen, right? We oversee them. So they don't make mistakes.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I mean, they may make a mistake, but we catch it. You know, and then we file tax returns, but it is limited. You have to make less than a certain income level.
Sure.
I think it's $60,000 this year.
Okay.
But you call United Way 211 and you get an appointment.
That's so great.
And it's great for the students because they are learning a valuable skill they can use themselves.
And hands-on.
And they help this interaction with the community and the people that really desperately need, you know, help.
Yeah.
And they're so grateful.
Right.
They're
they can't leave any penny untouched, right? They need whatever they can reap back.
Yeah.
And, it's great.
Absolutely. And it's not like Uncle Sam's going to call you up and say, we got more money for you.
Oh, no.
No. That's your fault,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I think having that opportunity to have experts in our communities that can really come around those and help those that may not be able to go to, you know, another tax preparation place, or, you know, maybe they don't have the internet connection even to do a electronic version.
Right.
So. Yep, absolutely. And I think it's just so wonderful because those are the people that you're going to start seeing default on house stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that from our side, and now we've got back taxes. Now we've got all of this going on. And so it's just so wonderful that demographic is what Davenport is coming in to serve, and pretty cool. Cool program.
Well, and again, Davenport is obviously an amazing partnership with LMCU as well. And I know, like, so LMCU and Davenport University, which is a business school, but more than that, I mean, there's just so many amazing things. So our partnership with you and Davenport has just been incredible. And I know, like, if you're in the area and you're an LMCU member, check it out. There's some tuition benefits as well, I know, with Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, there may be some opportunities even to look at that. So that's always, again, our partnership with that and helping and being supportive in any way is so cool.
And Alvita is not one that we are associated with.
That's
as
correct.
Of now,
yes.
Who knows? The future is different. But Davenport is a dear partner with us
exactly.
in general.
Exactly. And in fact, we've got one of my employees who's an intern from Davenport, he's here as well. And I know we have a ton of other people on staff as well. Our good friend Al is in the back running the switcher and cameras and everything. She's awesome as well.
And she was one of my former students.
It's incredible.
It's awesome.
So, just the caliber of the education and the types of students that are coming out of the university is just incredible. So, again, having you on to help share some of that advice for us and just your thoughts on taxes has been amazing.
Oh, we could talk a lot longer.
There's
so much to taxes. And
before we torture you with the ending part of the show, is there any last minute advice, anything that you just want to make sure is said before we move
just
on?
Just if you're going to attempt to, you know, use our VITA program, the sooner you start the process, the better. And call, you know, United Way, call 211, get on the list, because our program does fill up. We do have some walk-in appointments, but just be proactive. Don't be afraid. You're gonna have to file anyway. So you're just putting the pain off.
And if you're not in Kent and Ottawa counties, check out local universities. Who knows? There might be another program somewhere out there.
In other parts of the state, there's other free county aid society run programs through the IRS as well. So it's not just in West Michigan, but we do have a great program in West Michigan.
Yes, very very good.
Great program, and we need volunteers too. So next year, you know, even people that work at the bank.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Could come and volunteer. We have just a lot of
Brett.
Community.
You just definitely don't want me on that.
But we could, we use volunteers. You know, they're not all Davenport student volunteers. They're community volunteers. So we could use, we need help. We're actually, that's where we're hurting the most, just in, you know, with volunteers. It's hard to get volunteers sometimes.
Absolutely.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But it really, again, to what we were saying, it really makes a huge impact in our communities. Well, my last question I have to ask, because it's changed. I know the pandemic changed some things, but when is officially, like, you got to have your taxes by this, right? I remember it used to be, what, April 15th or something like that? But then I know with 2020, things shifted.
I think it's back, isn't it?
Is it back?
I think it's the 18th this year. So it's either the 17th or the 18th, but don't hold me.
The accountants go and celebrate because
That's
busy
end of busy season.
Those
are the big parties.
The end of their 80-hour weeks.
Goodness.
So
yes.
Thank you to all of our accountants out there.
Yes.
We really appreciate you and for helping, especially our small business owners and all of those people that really need some assistance out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you think about it, it's pretty amazing feat. I mean, I know that there are still some that probably don't file their taxes and there's other things that still, but when you think about it, in a matter of like 3 months, 4 months, our accounting force in this nation turns around all of our tax returns. It's an incredible feat. I mean, millions upon millions of you know, returns. And they're not always just a one-pager.
Right.
So we are so grateful and for being able to help and educate our future accountants as well.
And that's where it comes to show that tax season is also between April 17
that's right.
and December 31st, yes. Right?
Right. It's all the time. But I do think it's the 18th for some reason that stands out.
I just looked it up and it is the 18th. Yeah. It's a Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, because I think of
it's not the Monday.
I think the
then.
Monday is a holiday.
That's probably why.
In Washington, D.C. So that's why.
That would explain it.
There you go. Well, most accurate information right here on the Wallet Wisdom Podcast.
We would like it to be people to know it's the 18th.
That's right. 18th.
Or think the 17th and have it done by then.
Oh, that's true.
You can always have it early.
Yeah.
Some of us, we need to tell 2 hours in advance.
Right? Well, Gail, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to have you on again. We say that to every one of our guests, but it's not because it's not true, because there's so much more to cover. And I think, you know, when we think about our taxes, there's still a lot of questions. And again, for listeners, if you have questions about your taxes, please reach out to, you know, those trusted financial accountants. Obviously, Lake Michigan Credit Union, we've got a branch on every corner. I'm just kidding.
We can point you in the right direction.
But we definitely can point you in the right direction and help you, you know, even gather the right information if you're, you know, got questions on that. So, as always, stop into one of our branches.
Or LMCU.org. There's a tax center right on the side of your online banking. So, click on that.
Good point. Well, Gail, I wish I could say that this was the end, but actually at the same time, I'm glad it's not the end, because we get to hang out longer.
That's
and
great.
We get to have some fun, more for me.
Yeah, because our seats are about to get a little hotter.
That's
so.
Right. So last week, sadly, I lost my four
dethroned.
Podcast streak.
It was a good streak.
It was.
You were killing it.
But we are so grateful that we were able to donate $250, which was amazing. So here's how the show works, or here's how the game works. So it's called Are You Smarter Than the Show Trivia? And we're going to ask a series of three questions. You and Lo will both be able to buzz in with your names. And there is a steal. So if you get it wrong, there is the opportunity for the steal. However, if Lo happens to pull it out this day, she will be able to take that $50 that's on the table, and it will bank for next podcast where we'll have 100.
So there's no losing here.
That's exactly
right. Sounds good.
You're just giving a bigger donation to the next time.
Got that's it. Exactly right. Now, if you win, which I'm rooting for you, then that $50. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I've been ragging on you all.
I forgot you were sitting right next to me.
Teammate. Thank you.
But if you do, that'll be $50 to a nonprofit that we support that you get to choose from. So
great.
I think without further ado.
So you did it, you just get hotter every time that
I think you have I think there's seat warmers
heated
in here.
Seats.
Yeah, it's,
I think so.
The board has
a button
for
heat
warmers or seat warmers. Yes. Are you smarter than the show trivia?
This is his Regis Philbin.
Yes.
Oh, I got it. How do we buzz in?
Your name. Your name is Gail.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Sometimes we forget. I'm Lo.
So I just say Gail?
That's it.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And I tell you, it's really not a lot of pressure, I promise you. So we're going to have a lot of fun. So
he says that now. We'll see.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
Right.
Awesome. Okay. First question.
Mm-hmm.
How many of Snow White's seven dwarfs have names ending in the letter Y?
Low.
Low.
Six.
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. It is not.
Oh, can I go?
You
yes. can steal.
Yes.
How about five?
Five is correct.
Yay! So Doc.
Wait, wait.
Doc,
I was going to go
one?
Six, so thank you for going.
Did you only know Doc, too?
Yeah.
Who's the other
Grumpy's?
One?
Grumpy.
Dopey.
Dopey.
Grumpy.
Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Sneezy.
Sneezy. And Happy.
Wait, that's
but
only,
then who are the other two?
Doc and
Bashful.
Bashful.
Oh, and he's
Bashful.
The cutest
yeah.
one.
The shy one.
And you'd always,
yeah, he whoop. Would. He would just kind of
spill my water.
Sorry, yeah. But thank you for going first. That, yes. helped, that helped me on that one.
Gave you the alley-oop.
It does. It does happen. All right. Listeners, I'm just going to apologize. The randomness of questions today, it is just like everywhere. You've done such a great job. I feel like I'm
I try to theme them.
You did a great job at that. And here I come back and I'm just like hodgepodge of them. All right.
Okay.
What is the largest type of deer?
The largest type.
Our Northern Michigan folks listening are like, they know it.
They're salivating right now. They're tasting the venison.
They're like, man.
Deer?
Is it deer season?
Do we
still?
Need to know, no, like, by, maybe.
Low.
Okay.
What is light tail deer?
You do know you don't have to answer in the form of a question.
I just realized that after I said it. Like, this is not that show. I've been watching a lot. Yeah, no.
All right.
Do you have a guess there?
Well, yeah. I was thinking, are you looking for, like, size...
Like species, like their names?
Just what type of deer?
Deer.
Yeah, the largest type of deer.
I don't think I know any.
Like
except
a 10
for
point buck.
Like, that's what I was thinking. Like a 14 point buck. Yeah, but that's like size of their
the antler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Is a moose a type of deer?
Right.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Either.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. Nope. What is it?
All right. Believe it or not, you didn't lock it in, but it was moose.
I knew it. Never second guess yourself, Gail.
What?
I know. Trick question.
Okay, next time.
All my life, yeah. I had no idea that.
That should be the tiebreaker, though.
Moose.
I know. That could have been. That could have. Well, this
oh,
is
deer.
I thought it was, but I was not positive.
Right.
So this could either tie.
This
tie
is either
going
to tie it. Low needs to get
or
the point. Tie.
Oh, sorry.
Or it's a win, even okay. if oh. you get it wrong.
Oh, so I should try.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
All right. What is the hardest rock?
Gale.
All right.
How about a diamond?
Not granite? You said diamond?
I did say diamond.
That's correct. The what? Strongest what? Rock. Hardest rock.
But she doesn't like diamonds.
And with that means we have a winner.
Nice.
Well done, Gail.
Congratulations. Well. That was amazing.
Well, thank
Who'd
you.
Who'd have thunk you'd win on geology?
Seriously.
Is that the right?
Yeah.
Geology.
Yeah. Yes. Gemology, geology, it's all the same.
My brother-in-law was, not brother-in-law geography. Was going between accounting and geology, so
oh.
there you go.
He chose accounting.
Wow. See?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well,
thanks. Well,
yes, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
It's great.
It was a pleasure.
It really was. And we'll definitely, you know, actually, I wanted to ask you last before we let listeners go. They may be already turning us off, but, you know, where can listeners go that may be in our West Michigan area to learn more about that amazing program that you guys have going?
Oh, well, they can go on the Davenport website.
Right on Davenport.edu.
Yeah, yep, Davenport.edu. And then just search for taxes,
yeah,
that'll pull it up.
Beautiful.
Or yeah. dial 211.
Or dial 211. That's United Way.
There you go.
And they just make an appointment.
And that's where the connection is there as well with Davenport and the United Way.
Yeah. They set up most of our appointments for us.
That's amazing.
At least for Kent County. Yeah.
Wow. So well, definitely for those that are listening in the area of West Michigan, you definitely want to check that out. And yeah. Well, there you go.
There's another episode
another
for you.
Another episode in the books. I tell you, it just has just gotten more and more fun this year. Make sure you follow us, though. Learn more about Wallet Wisdom and all the great episodes that we have. We're on all the socials, aren't we?
Anywhere you can listen to a podcast, yeah, we're there.
That's right.
Anywhere you can be social,
Spotify,
we're
Apple,
there.
Amazon. Don't forget to like us and subscribe.
Because we like you.
That's right. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Man, we're on LinkedIn.
All of the places.
YouTube.
iHeartRadio.
That's right.
Spotify. All the things.
That's right. Well, once again, everyone, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week.
Toodaloo.
Thanks for listening. The information provided in this podcast by Lake Michigan Credit Union is general education or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not LMCU's. All topics discussed are information of a general nature and do not address the circumstances of any particular individual or entity. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. As of the date of publishing and any future date this podcast is broadcast, all rates, fees, payments, or other specific figures discussed are subject to change and are dependent upon your specific financial situation. All loan products discussed are subject to credit and collateral approval. You alone assume the sole responsibility of evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any information or other content in the podcast before making any decisions based on such information or other content. In exchange for listening to the podcast, you agree not to hold LMCU, its affiliates, or any third-party service providers liable for any possible claim for damages arising from any decision you make based on information or other content made available to you through the podcast. For more information on any of the content discussed in this podcast, please visit LMCU.org. Copyright Lake Michigan Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. LMCU, NMLS ID number 442967.